time once again for Dueling Reviews.
Veronica.
Oh, yeah, you know, this does bring up the good question. Whose Son brain of- would you rather eat, Betty or Veronica?
Dilton.
The smart one?
Yeah. I'm eating brains, right? I want the biggest, juiciest brain.
Everybody's always asking, Betty, Veronica, either, afterlife either with Archie, Dilton. Betty's brains or Veronica's brains?
Well, you know my thought process on Betty and Veronica.
No.
No, the thought process on Betty and Veronica is you date Veronica for as long as you can, and you bilk her for enough money to then, you know, go and marry the girl next door.
Oh, man, you're terrible. Afterlife with Archie Comics, number one.
Oh,
out
my God.
This week from Archie Comics, written by Roberto Aguirre Sacasa.
I believe it's Aguirre Sacasa.
Aguirre Sacasa and Francesco Francavilla on the artwork. First of all, the artwork, Francesco, magnificent job. Every single panel, every single page is just filled with emotion, horror, perfect layouts, perfect color. Oh my gosh, this was from an art standpoint, this was wonderful.
The thing that I wanted to know is I've casually read Archie Comics since the 70s.
Yeah.
And I have personally read Archie Comics dating back to 41. And my question is, would this feel like an Archie book?
Oh, if it was
with
done
Francisco's
in the
style. And it does. He manages to nail the feeling of an Archie title, even though it's still clearly Francisco's work.
Oh, which, sure. But here's the thing. I don't think that the story would work with the Archie house art.
With the
the traditional art style that you draw when you're
the Dan Parent, Mike DiCarlo. Oh God, no.
Yeah. It no, really wouldn't work. So that's why this is like this 1-2 combination, because the art, again, and it's really kind of cool. I don't know if they're maybe giving us a heads up of when bad things are happening, but every once in a while, Francesco will just throw this splatter of red on the panel that looks like blood. And it's like, oh, something bad's going to happen to this person. Oh, something bad's going to happen to this person.
Yeah. The first page of the book is basically this is how the end of the world begins. And it's clearly drawn in blood.
Oh, yeah.
I had to get up, lock the doors.
And this is the middle of the afternoon.
It was like 7 o'clock in the evening. And I'm like, holy moly, this is a scary book.
Later when Jughead becomes infected, and that's not really a super spoiler because he's desiccated right there on the front cover for your enjoyment.
Jughead being the first zombie is the first thing that we saw in the trailers. Most.
Right, right. And later on, when he is turning,
Jughead.
God, later when he's turning, it's really cool because Francesco just gets to go in and start playing around with really scary stuff.
Yes.
What really sold this for me was on page, if we start from the review copy that Archie sent us yesterday, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, page 11. This would be page 11 from the beginning. Now,
Zelda
listen,
and Zelda,
listen, here's the whole story. We're going to give away the story here. So, Reggie accidentally runs over Jughead's dog, Hot Dog. And Reggie is all upset. He takes Hot Dog to see Sabrina, the teenage witch. Jughead.
Reggie goes home and tries to hide what he's done.
Yeah, he's really upset about this. But Jughead takes the dog to see if the Spellmans can help out. And they're basically like, the breath is gone. We can't do anything about it. Sorry, go bury your dog. Have a good night. And Sabrina's really upset about this. And so late in the middle of the night, she says, Jughead, we're going to use the Necronomicon and I'm going to make your dog come back. And, when her aunts find out, is this ever anything that you've seen in Sabrina where they turn into two old hags?
Hilda and Zelda have always been very comedic witches. And even in the point where they were drawn like traditional witches at certain points.
Right.
But in recent years, you know, Hilda and Zelda have been drawn pretty much like you saw them on the
TV show. Yeah.
Just a couple of nice, you know, ladies in their 40s and 50s. So, yeah, that was the first sign that something was seriously awry in the town of Riverdale because.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And then what they do to Sabrina. They erase her mouth and banish her to the to the never was zone for a whole year.
This is definitely a more adult.
This is a mature adult book. This is not something I expect to see at the checkout stands of the Piggly Wiggly or the Dillons.
Okay, they don't have
Actually, they still do have Piggly Wigglies.
Not here.
Not here. But in other places across the country, they have Piggly Wigglies.
The Vons, or, you know, if you're in Denmark, the Jürgenklergen.
They do have the Vons. They do have the Ralphs. I don't expect to see this at the newsstand. In fact, there's some really, you know, there's some adult type stuff, because this is the Halloween dance is coming up, and Veronica is like, well, what should I dress as? The sexy witch or the sexy gypsy? And right.
And this is rated teen plus.
Okay, but it is
so very it's teen not going to be it better not be, and I will talk to Chris. It better not end up on the kiddie shelf, because this is intense.
Oh yeah, stuff. So Hot Dog comes back, bites Jughead.
Yes.
Jughead starts to turn.
A nice riff on Stephen King's Pet Sematary.
Yes, that's what I thought too. I really got the impression, especially that panel where Hot Dog, and I'm pretty sure that we saw this in the previews as well, when Hot Dog is just there growling, it felt very much Pet Sematary.
Yeah, and there's a line, I believe, sometimes dead is better.
Oh, right.
Which
that's one
I'm
of the
almost
ants.
Certain is a line from Pet Sematary.
That's one of the ants says that.
Yeah, I believe Zelda says it.
So Night of the Big Dance, Archie goes dressed, and I'm pretty sure he goes dressed as the Super Archie character.
Pure heart. Power.
Yes, which I found
funny.
Really funny and so appropriate for this. I was like, all right, man, cool. And then wasn't at one time Vampirella under this banner at one point? Didn't they do something with Vampirella?
Vampirella, I know they started with
Harvey.
Not Harvey. They were with Harvey for a while. They were with Harris for a while. They started at Creepy, which was Warren Comics.
Oh, okay. Well, they didn't have anything to do with Archie Comics, though.
I can't remember. I swear that at one point they may have been under the same banner.
Okay. Maybe that's what it was, because Veronica comes to the high school dance, mind you.
Yes.
Dressed as Vampirella.
Vampirella.
While Betty comes dressed as Nurse Betty, or should we say Slutty Nurse Betty.
I have to admit, it's a little disturbing, and you know, based on the fact that I know what's coming up,
it's
a little bit House in the Woods to see Betty and Veronica dressed like this.
Right.
Because I'm like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen?
And are the two nerd kids, are they regulars? Because here's the other thing.
That's Dilton and Chuck.
Okay. Here's the thing.
Yes.
The characters, you can tell who they are for the most part. Mm-hmm. Because this is not done in that house style. Jughead Jones does not have a mile long nose. He does wear a little crown hat.
He wears his hat. He does have a long nose, but it's
not
traditionally,
as pronounced.
It's what an actual Aquilan nose would look
right,
like.
Right, right, right.
It's a human nose rather than Jughead's usual Tin Man from Wizard of Oz needle nose.
Right. What's the principal and the teacher?
Mr. Weatherby. Mr. Weatherby. Ms. Grundy. Oh my gosh. The Weatherby sequence is wonderful, because Weatherby references Night of the Living Dead.
Yes, which is really great. They're coming to get you, Geraldine.
And then cresting the hill.
Oh my gosh. This is
in
just
the
so
dark. The moon behind him.
Oh, and here comes one
Ms.
of here
Grundy
comes my
screams, and Weatherby is just like, oh, it's just one of the perennial thorns in my side. Good evening, Mr. Jones.
And then everyone marvels at Jughead's costume when he walks into the school dance. 10:15 p.m. Riverdale.
Mr. Weatherby's blood.
Full contagion imminent.
Oh, it's horrible.
And that's where it kills. Although, you know, if you look in here, there's so many great costumes. At the very end, in the foreground, we see a Nosferatu.
Yes.
Character. And if you really pay attention to the background, there's a lot of really great horror characters.
Dilton is dressed as Freddy Krueger.
Right.
And Chuck is dressed as Michael Myers, referencing a conversation they have earlier in the issue over which sequels are real and which aren't.
Well, and who would beat who in a fight, essentially.
And this is fascinating to me. It's not just Reggie and Archie and the band. Chuck appears. Reggie, actually, the reason he was distracted to kill Hot Dog was because Moose found him at Pop's Chocolate Shop on a date with Midge.
Ah, okay. He just said that there was an incident with
He's like, nothing happened. I was with Midge at the chocolate shop, and Moose found us. And I'm like, oh, that's Yeah. Moose punched out Reggie.
Yeah, and so he was out of sorts.
Yes, and he killed Hot Dog.
Yeah, by, and it was all accident. But this is what happens. This is what happens when you run over somebody's dog.
Well, Reggie is like, I did something, Arch, something terrible. And Archie's like, you're Reggie Mantle. You're always doing something terrible. Archie is trying to be in his regular Archie comedy story.
Right, right, right.
And Reggie is, you know, clearly just racked by guilt.
Oh, yeah, he's going
and
all
Jughead,
emo
of
on
course,
this.
Is turning into a zombie.
Right.
The last panel of the, well, the last page of story,
mm-hmm.
the long gangly Jughead with the zombie face. Actually reminds me of Tales of the Zombie from Marvel in the 70s. And I'm almost certain that that is, based on Francisco's style, I'm almost certain that that is one of his influences. I would be surprised if he says that it's not.
The story,
but it's gorgeous.
It is. The art is just so fantastic. The story is really well told as well. And I think people are like, oh, isn't this just another zombie tale? You really need to read the Q&A at the end of the book.
And here's the
they
thing.
Talk about, they give a hint in saying, let me find the exact one.
The part about their
that says, what makes the zombies in Afterlife different than zombies used in other works? And Roberto says there's a difference, two big differences, in fact, but they won't be revealed until later. So no spoilers here.
I find it ironic that people who read comics are saying, oh, isn't the zombie genre dead?
To an extent.
But we're saying this in an industry which has been coasting on superheroes since 1938.
Yeah.
The zombie genre is not dead. It is a tool.
Right.
It's toys to play with. And if you do it successfully and skillfully, like they've done here.
When
you
I
can
first
still have an just a killer zombie.
Oh, sure.
I said killer.
When I first heard this project, I was like, no, okay, I'm mildly interested, although I'm not sure how well this would work, especially since it's an ongoing series.
Yeah.
And then I found out that Francesco was doing the art, and I'm like, ah, so this is art that is different than house art.
Right.
And that means it could be really, really different. But I really wasn't expecting it to be to have a lot of the charm that we find in Archie comics. But at the same time, it's horrifying what happens. And I applaud Archie Comics for allowing these two creators, probably under the company guides or whatever,
to stretch
their legs and do something different with these characters. I mean, in the last couple of years, Archie has really been progressive with stuff. First bringing in the first openly gay character, bringing in a bunch of different races into Riverdale. And different cultures into Riverdale and exposing that. And now they're just going to say, hey, we're going to get rid of the good guy thing. Yes, the Punisher may have visited Riverdale years ago, but now it's time to kill everybody. And I think this is a really kind of cool way for the company to move. And I would bet, I mean, I was on Twitter earlier today just saying, holy crap, people, go out and get this. And people are saying, is it really that good? Yes, it is that good. And if everybody goes out and picks up a copy of this, I already know it's sold out as of today at the distributor level.
Yeah.
I'm going to bet that this book could hit the number one book of the month.
It is really good. And the thing about it that works is it's true to everything you know about Archie and the relationships and the archetypes and the character. You know, they reference it, Weatherby, you know, references Jughead being a repeated malfeasor.
Right.
And Archie and Reggie have their little back and forth, and Betty and Veronica are still competing for Archie's attentions. And Sabrina is still, you know, the sweet girl who doesn't understand the ramifications of her magic.
Yep.
But in this case, that sweet girl manages to basically end the world out of kindness. She wants to help her friend. Jughead is devastated. She's going to save him. There's one joke in here that I'm almost certain is a reference, a reference to 1970s action heroes, but also a reference to the Evil Dead.
Yeah.
The Kanda Estrada Mantu.
Right.
Yeah.
Klaatu Barata Necktie.
Yeah. But, for all the love that we are heaping on Francesco, which is justifiable, I think the writing in this
is so great.
Dead solid, because everybody's characterization, first of all, if you've read an Archie comic, you have a rough idea of everybody's characterization.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone has probably read something or experienced something Archie related.
Yeah, whether it be listening to Sugar Sugar or watching the Archie cartoon show or Josie and the Pussycats.
That was in the 70s, right?
And
we're old, right?
Yeah.
But
so
I think
are,
even
so young are comic people, book readers.
I think even young people who are listening probably have had the experience of, you know, being in line at the Vons or the Hergenflergen and seeing the Jughead Double Digest for sale. So I think that what's really going to surprise people is the fact that this is done straight. This is straight horror.
Yes.
You know, it has humorous overtones. And it has there are moments in it that Dilton's like, hey, everybody, Jughead's here and his costume's amazing. That's funny. But it's funny for all the wrong reasons.
Right. And that's the thing that, you know, a lot of people look at Archie Comics. And that's what I was saying before about Archie Comics allowing this to happen. Most of the people will look at these stories, traditional Archie stories, and say, oh, this is light fare. You know, it's all in good humor. It's G-rated. Right. It's good for all ages. Pick it up and read it.
G-rated kid stuff. Yeah.
This is not. This is something that is serious. This is something that's scary. If the evil Mr. Wortham were around right now, he would have Roberto up on the stage and having him ask, is it really appropriate for the girl to be wearing this? Is it appropriate for the head to be dripping blood from this? You know, this would be one of those books that he would hold up and say, this is what's wrong with America. It's got the horror in it, and it's good horror. And it's I haven't been this excited for a comic book. Matthew, you and I have been excited about this comic book since it was announced. We've got a publishing system.
May.
Yeah, we've got a publishing system at Major Spoilers where people have to kind of call the comics that they're going to read.
You claim your title and you say, I'm going to do X title and date it, you know, next Wednesday or Tuesday.
Right. And you have to say when it's coming out. And when this book was announced, Matthew and I said, we're doing this on a Dueling Review. Yeah. And
In May, we opened up the October calendar so we could do this.
Yeah, this is a book that I've been super excited about. Yes. I'll be honest. I had some concerns that it was going to be, oh, how many brains can Jughead eat? Look at him go.
There was a worry of that. And I think that was part of the reason that you're going to pick this up.
Yeah.
That curiosity of, are they going to do this straight or is this going to be derpy derpy derp 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 Archie, you know? And it's frightening. This is a disturbing book.
If people like the zombie genre, and granted we haven't, so we should probably also clarify that the ants turning into hags, Sabrina getting her mouth erased, Jughead turning into a zombie. You don't see entrails. You don't see people getting their heads ripped off. I mean, not yet.
Even the kill scene on Mr. Weatherby is done.
Yeah, is done relatively really good. If you are a fan of the original George Romero's Night of the Living Dead, this is right up that alley for this.
Absolutely.
So for me, our good friend Jason Inman, who does our weekly video on Jason Reed's comics, after I said, you people have to go pick that up, he's like, is it really that good? Oh, yes. This is a 5-star book for me, and wow, I am amazed, and I cannot wait until November 20th, just before Thanksgiving, you know, when we're stuffing ourselves with food, to see what happens in Riverdale when the zombies are stuffing themselves with brains.
Poor Dilton is just doomed.
Maybe.
Doomed. Doomed, I tell you.
They're all doomed.
If Dilton makes issue 3, I will eat Jughead's hat. Which, by the way, did you know that Jughead's hat actually in like the 30s and 40s was basically to denote that someone was a mechanic?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Little crown mechanic, yes.
Yeah, basically you would cut the brim of a hat and tip it up, and then you put pins on it.
Yep,
which I think is kind of weird.
Yeah,
and I knew that Goober Pyle had one.
Yeah,
But I thought Goober Pyle just loved him some comic books like his cousin Gomer.
Shazam! What is your final rating on this book? I say 5.
Rush out right of 5 out stars. In a buying frenzy. You really need to read this book. This is quality stuff.
Now, the good thing is you can get it digitally, but it is sold out in print, and I wish I had this in print right now.
I may, actually. I'll go to the store, and we'll see tomorrow, because I have part of the morning off, and this should be interesting, because if I can get copies, I will buy copies.
Oh, the one I really want, there's some really good variant covers. Yes. On this issue, the one that I would be interested in is the Android Pep Boy cover. It's the good girl Betty art as the zombies are all at the door, which is cool. I love the one that just the regular edition that Franco Villa did. But next month, I think the variant cover, or maybe it's just the regular cover, is the one that has the zombified Jughead Jones that we've seen in all the promo art, kind of that black and white stark image. I really want that as a poster or somehow to get the original art. Hint, Mr. Francesco.
Like Francavilla has control.
Mr. Francavilla.
It's Francesco Francavilla. Mr. Francavilla, if you can, tell them, hey, two fat guys said turn my art into a poster. See if that gets you.
Oh, my God. I would
see if that cuts you in ears.
I don't want the poster. I want the original art. This is so awesome.
Yeah, it is.
It really is.
And this is everything that I loved about EC Comics. This is
everything I loved about
really good episodes, issues of Tales of Suspense, or, you know, all of the creepy books that never come out anymore, House of Mystery. But it's done with these characters that we think we know, and that makes it, like, doubly frightening.
Yes.
Because the moment where Hilda and Zelda go,
that is so scary.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's the best thing. Afterlife with Archie is only $2.99. This isn't a $3.99 book.
Yes.
This isn't a $4.99 book. They're not jacking up the price like some book did this week to $6.99.
Batman.
Granted, Batman may have a lot more pages. I don't know. I haven't looked at it yet. No. But $2.99 for a book. The only thing that could have been better is made this $1.99 and sold three times the amount and had a four times the print run and sold three times the amount. So. I'm excited.
This is a 22-page story.
Yeah. It's our count in our digital form is 34 pages. That's including the cover and the ads and the back matter and everything.
Yeah.
So add it up. It's 20-some pages.
Yeah. This. I'm hoping this experiment just goes boom and everybody loves this.
Did you ever read after Archie? What was that one where he goes and explores his different future selves?
Life with Archie.
Life with Archie. That's right. Yeah.
I've perused it. I've never purchased it. But I work in a comic store. I read a lot of comics that I don't buy.
Those fine people over at Archie Comics need to send us more review copies like this.
Yeah, they do. Holy carp, that was
so good. Matthew says run out and buy it. I say 5 stars.
Yes.
If you like Francesco Francavilla art, next week from Dark Horse Comics, Black Beetle No Way Out, the hardcover. I'm definitely picking that one up. Also coming out, Conan the Barbarian, number 21, Shoot First, number 1. DC Comics.
Ask questions later.
DC Comics has 100 Bullets, Brother Lono, number 5. Ami Kami Girls, number 8. Batwoman, number 24. Birds of Prey, number 24. Fables, number 134. Forever Evil, number 1, Director's Cut, has a $5.99 cover price.
What is that?
That's where they go
forever
in.
Forever Evil.
Yeah, Forever Evil.
I thought you said for every evil. I'm like, for every evil, there is an equal and opposite re-evil.
There might be. Joker, Death of the Family hardcover cover in the 52.
Yeah.
He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, number 7. Sandman, Endless Nights, trade paperback, new edition. Smallville, season 11. Supergirl, number 24. Superman, Dark Knight over Metropolis. K-N-I-G-H-T.
Yes.
Wonder Woman, number 24.
You don't have to explain how Dark Knight is.
Well, but it could
spelled.
Be a Dark Knight.
No.
It could be a Dark Knight. You know, Metropolis is always sunny and shiny.
No, it's a DC comic. Of course it's Knigget. You'd have to explain if it wasn't spelled with a silent K.
Wild Blue Yonder 1 and 2 get a third printing from IDW Publishing next week. X-Files season 10, number 5, $3.99 cover price. Image Comics, Bushido, number 3, Ghosted, number 3, Invincible, number 106. Morning Glories, number 33, Nowhere Men, number 6, Thief of Thieves, number 17, Walking Dead, Michonne and Carl t-shirt.
Ooh, let's get that.
Let's get that. They only come in medium size for the men and small size for the women.
Well,
I'll take six of them.
I'll mash them together
and hope that they turn into
my size.
I'll
take six of them and a bobbin of thread, please.
From Image Comics next week, there's really only two things coming out from... Oh, I'm sorry. This is Image Comics McFarlane Toys. The Halo 4 series action figures and the Walking Dead TV series action figures.
Halo 4 Electric Boogaloo.
Not quite. Doesn't quite work that way.
It does. That joke is always funny. It's like, so's your mother. So's your mother is never not funny.
Marvel Comics has A plus X number 13.
So's your mother.
No, it doesn't work that way. Fantastic Four number 13, Guardians of the Galaxy number 7. People have been asking us how Hawkeye has been going. Why don't we pick up Hawkeye number 13 next week
for our Doom review?
Which
is
next
Hawkeye
week?
13 next week?
Yeah, that's what it says.
It seems like 11 just like came out like 6 months ago.
I know. But Hawkeye number 13, we'll do that next week. We are recording Critical Hit next Wednesday, so this will be a Thursday podcast next week.
But it's okay, because Thursday is a better day with the better day in the day.
Yeah, and of course, if Marvel would start sending us review copies, we could probably record this earlier in the week so we didn't have to miss a release schedule. Oh,
yeah.
Look what else comes out next week. Marvel Zombies Trade Paperback, the complete collection.
He said.
Halloween just around the corner. Wolverine Max number 12 comes out next week as well. From the rest... let's see what
your mother darn socks in hell.
Blue Angel graphic novel, Buck Rogers in the 25th Century, the Daily Hardcover, Volume 8.
Ooh.
Cave Woman Heroes Con 2013 sketchbook.
Mm-hmm.
Complete Golden Age, Airboy and Valkyrie hardcover.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Deja Thoras and the Green Men of Mars number 7. Devil's Dog number 1. I have no idea who that's from.
Devil Dog.
Although I did see that Avatar Press now is exclusive, or Avatar Comics is now exclusive on Comixology, so people can go get their Devil Dogs and their cut-up peoples and all that stuff.
Their Susie Qs.
Yes. Dogs of War, Extinction Parade number 3, Gene Simmons Comics Anthology Graphic Novel Volume 3.
I'm cracking myself up over here.
Gold Digger number 204. Imagine Agents number 1. It sounds familiar. Wonder who that's by.
I don't know.
Imagine Agents. Hit number 1. Louis L'Amour Law Out of the Desert Born, I think, is the graphic novel on that. Law of the Desert. Sorry. Law of the Desert Born.
No, it's the law.
Love and Rockets, New Stories, Trade Paperback, Volume 6. Misadventures of Salem Hyde, hardcover. Mushroom Murders, graphic novel. Nancy Drew and the Clue Crew. Graphic novel, The Dragon Mystery.
Can you say that 5 times?
Yes,
fast?
The Nancy Drew and the Clue Crew.
What if they were the Blue Clue Crew?
Well, they'd all be sad. It wouldn't be.
And if they were on a plane, the Blue Crew Clue Flew.
Yes, the Pachyderm.
Nancy Drew and the Blue Crew Clue Crew.
Flew.
Birth of a Nathan.
You'll find out more about that in a few days. Pachyderm is the graphic novel, Phantom, Complete Daily Hardcover, Volume 6. That's from 1944 to 46. Pachyderm. Shadow Green Hornet Dark Knights, that's just N-I-G-H-T-S, number 4.
Everything is Dark Knights. Dark Knight this.
Well, because they know that the Batman thing is still hot on everybody's mind, and if people just hear or see Dark Knight, they'll go, must be like Batman.
Little do they know
they're going to read the Shadow and go, this is exactly like Batman. Hey, has anyone told DC Comics that this Shadow guy is ripping off Batman's mojo?
Don't be that guy.
At which point you can stand behind the counter and go, "Why, yes, young man, let me educate you."
Don't be that guy.
Six Gun Gorilla number 5 comes out, Sixth Gun 35. And then we've got War Brothers graphic novel, Witchbuster, Exo Manowar number 18, and a lot more.
Exo Manowar.
There's something down here under books.
What's
it say? It's called Playboy Box. $150. I wonder if that's a complete box set of, like, it can't be every Playboy. It's got to be like interviews or articles or something.
Well, we only read it for the articles.
I do. That's how I discovered
girls.
No. Ray Bradbury.
True.
Was
that's actually
Playboy.
Where I first read. It was actually the sequel to Full Metal Jacket.
Oh, really? In there?
Yeah, it was called The Phantom Blooper.
Cool. I remember flipping through an old issue and just coming across this thing called the Distant Sound of Thunder. And I was like, what is this? And I started reading it because there was an image of a guy shooting at a dinosaur. I'm like, what is this? Forget the boobies. I want to see man shooting a dinosaur. And then I fell in love with Ray Bradbury. Sonic the Hedgehog.
And you wrote a song for him.
Yes. That's still a great song. If people haven't heard that, F me, Ray Bradbury. Go look it up on the iTunes. And listeners, if you enjoyed Archie Comics Afterlife with Archie this week, what you can do is head over to majorspoilers.com. On this very podcast link, you will find a reader rating. Try saying that five times fast. Where you
reader
can give
rating,
a rating.
Reader rating, reader rating, reader rating, reader
that was
rating,
kind of a
rating.
Rhetorical comment.
Toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat.
We want you.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
We want you to
never mind
rate
the further
this comic. Rate this comic over at majorspoilers.com. If you like this episode, share it with a friend. Tell some people about it. Let people know. Comment, for gosh sakes, about this episode. I know a lot of people are going to be interested in the thoughts of Afterlife with Archie, because I think a lot of people are expecting this to be a very underrated book. And I'm here to tell you, go buy this book.
You really should. This is pretty phenomenal.
Yeah. All right, everybody. That's it for this week. Next week, Hawkeye number 13. And until then, two guys, one comic, infinite possibilities. We will talk
with you
soon.
We'll see you next time.